So this is just the
complete
opposite. It's 11-11, so I guess make a wish.
What'd you wish for?
15 more subscribers.
Give me that.
I like it. I just know my role, just always to park.
You're always parking it. I'm always putting the car in. Last time, what time did we wake up last podcast?
I think I woke up at 5:15. What?
It's just obnoxious. Mark Wahlberg wakes up at 2:30.
Yeah, but dude, he's also kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he used to be super racist.
Really?
Like, admittedly.
Really?
Yeah. No, dude, look into it. I killed a bug on a podcast a few times ago. So
there's some, I think we had that succulent in here.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling that was like, these bugs were like, oh, play date. I'm going to play in the dirt. And just fucking accumulated them. So, yeah.
Well, we've had a good night ahead of us. Or, I guess, behind us.
Yeah, maybe ahead of us. Not going to bed. No, it was a fun night. We got some, what was that chicken? What was that chicken place called?
I don't know. It was good.
Yeah, it was super good. Brakeman's. And then we saw a nice little building.
Yeah. Got some ice cream.
Got some
ice.
Yeah.
Tell me why you didn't get the ice cream.
I was too busy networking.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's nice to do our own podcast for once.
I know.
Not have to interview some.
Pretend like we care about what these other people are saying. I started this thing so I could talk.
Yeah, same. We talk like that the whole time.
Well, Josh, I was thinking.
You wonder if aliens come and they fucking talk like that. I can't stop swearing for some reason. I think it's because it's late.
Yeah.
But you wonder if their voices... They're not probably going to speak English, but they speak like they're talking into a water bottle. That'd be crazy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but that kind of brings up a point I've been thinking a lot about. It's like, No, hear me out. Like, you know how everyone personifies animals? Mm-hmm. And, like, you personify aliens because you're like, oh,
they have to be like us.
Yeah, they're going to be exactly like us, but just look a little bit different. But they'll talk like us. And they'll speak English, too, because we're fucking gringos. But I was at Cook's Farm and Dairy speaking of ice cream with my mom. And she's like, what the hell? This cow's ignoring me. Like, she was saying hi. I'm like, Mom, like...
Can't understand you.
The cow does not realize that. And, like, even when Mokul is alive, the... I would talk to her.
Act like she knows exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah. Jonah tells his story. He went to Cook's, sitting with his family. And you know how you're sitting under that kind of canopy area? It was in the shade.
Yeah.
I guess they were sitting there and somehow, I think it was like him, his mom, and some, maybe one of his sisters or whatever. And they're talking to this other mom and the mom's kid. And mom goes, do that thing you do, whatever. And finally the kid goes, all right. Like, apparently super good. And Jonas, he goes, I swear to you, almost every cow immediately goes, like loud, like all these cows. And Jonas says every time he goes to Cook's, he attempts to do the moo and it never works. Well, that's a pretty cool skill. Yeah.
Sick story, dude. I think the podcast is over for good. No, one of the things that I kind of thought would be fun to do in this episode, this thing keeps on making a noise.
Gotta take that off or something.
Yeah, maybe if your ground was level. was to almost do a little bit of a progress report and kind of, we're 13, 14, 15 episodes in. I always seem to mess up the 14? Number. This will be 15.
This will be 15.
Yeah. And we finally interviewed some people. I think the past 4 episodes have been interviews.
Yeah, it's a cool little thing.
My left eye is twitching. But just kind of do like a progress report, like what we think we've been doing good, some things we have been thinking about that we want to change, or just whatever. Kind of just be like, kind of bookmark this time of it and be like, hey, this is where we're at, sure, and where it's going. And just kind of talk some stuff about that. And the first thing I want to bring up was... Obviously, we have these nice ass cameras right here. You don't know what I'm bringing up right now.
Yeah.
And the other day I was thinking, like, dude, it was actually when I was editing the episode with Anna, and I was like, this would be so much quicker if we didn't have video. Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of thinking to Game myself, changer. Yeah, like literally would cut the time in like to a tenth.
Mm-hmm. Or, this is something we should start pumping out. And that's what's actually pretty sweet about these cameras. Is it's just the audio is already linked. Yeah, it's just easy.
But I want, No, it's fine. And I was like, what is the percentage of people that actually watch the whole thing through or just listen? Like what is really being missed there? And I was just thinking about it just kind of as a thought experiment. And then that day, it's when Anna's podcast came out. Jonah texted me. Jonah's getting a bunch of shout outs in this episode.
Seriously.
And he said, I'm watching the podcast right now instead of listening to it. It has a way different feel to it. And I was like, well, shit. Like,
yeah, but that's not a sign. Yeah.
But then it's also like, I can't even watch a whole episode of ours.
Same.
It's, like, it's just like an hour.
It is.
And like, I think Ray is the only person I know that like prefers to watch a podcast compared to listen. And I mean, it's nice every once in a while to watch a podcast or watch a bit of it or just have it as the second screen.
Sure.
But to like sit in front of a TV, unless it's like a crazy conversation, like I know I listen to one of the Neil deGrasse Tyson ones with Joe Rogan.
Where it's really capturing and like almost them talking about it. They're like, just their emotions, their body language explains it. Or something
like
that
that's so like heady and like difficult of a topic that
where you're almost like, rewinding if you're just listening.
Yeah. So I was just thinking about that, and then I thought it was funny that Jonah texted me like literally then.
Yeah.
But that is what takes up the majority of the time is the
edit. Even just thinking of how we're gonna do the intros. I mean, if we just had like a no funny intro, like nothing, it would be a lot easier. And just the whole process of exporting the video and then uploading the 10, it's the like 4 gigabyte video. And it's just all that just takes time.
The render is what, I mean, the computer that goes a little bit faster, but I'm 5-6 hours for a render.
Yeah.
Which it's just hard to time because you can't really use your computer for anything else. You can't really move around.
Oh yeah.
So it's like, all right, I could start this render now and not.
It's something you got to do before bed.
Really be able to use my computer the rest of the day or, So that's been interesting to think about. This is totally unrelated, but I really have wanted to tell you about this.
Okay.
So this might go in the category of the most bizarre story of all time. So one of our neighbors lives like 3 doors down.
At your parents' house.
Yeah.
It's fine. Make sure.
Sick band, by the way, 3 doors down.
Sick van?
Band. You never... 3 doors down, the band.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Anyway, so this guy, he's an older man. He's in his 60s or 70s. And he had the hiccups for 6 years.
What?
The hiccups for 6 years.
Whoa.
Dude.
How does that work?
It, like, he could not hold a conversation. It, like, it was literally, like, I was saying to my mom, it's fucking crazy because, like, you go, like, so-and-so has cancer. You're like, oh, my gosh, like, you, like, tear up. But it's like, so-and-so had the hiccups, and you're like,
all right.
Yeah, what? And wow. Like, but dude, that must even be worse. Like, just can you imagine just...
All the time.
Yes.
No matter what happens.
And like, it's just a crazy thing. Anyways, so here's the kicker to the story. He like was going to the Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic. They were just kind of like this like one in a million type case.
Yeah.
And... I don't know how my mom was talking to him or whatever.
Someone just scared the shit out of him. Yeah.
But my mom, for some reason, was just saying, like, yeah, like, we know this lady that does acupuncture that we, like, my dad went to for his back. Like, I went to for my skin, like, way back in the day. And, like, that's kind of a topic that a lot of people were like, yeah, it's BS, but a lot of people will swear by it.
Dude, yeah.
She told him, he doesn't have hiccups anymore.
Whoa. Is he, like, paying you guys?
No, that's what I was saying. Like, Mom, you need to kind of extort some money out of this guy.
Seriously,
dude. But my mom was like, that makes me feel so good because, like, sometimes I feel, like, pushy even bringing that sort of stuff up to people because some people don't really like to hear anything but, like, other than the doctor's orders.
Yeah.
But she's like, well, that makes me feel better because I just helped a guy.
Yeah, seriously. Dude, acupuncture is really cool. And my like,
have you ever had it?
No.
It's crazy.
Is it?
It's crazy. I had it a lot.
It's so cool how like they know where all your points are, and like they can just guess. You probably got pain right here, don't you? holy shit, yeah, oh my God, that hurts. And they just know exactly where to put these things. And it's all the natural pain points of your back. And mm-hmm. and my dad for a while was giving himself acupuncture in his knee and yeah. his leg. And it's just such a cool thing. Shout out to Andy Lee
yeah.
going to Cali for acupuncture.
Yeah.
But that's,
I think that might be how I've originally heard of the acupuncturist. I don't know.
That's probably the first time I heard of it.
But no, that's the one I might have even started going to
because really?
Of him. I think so, yeah. I can't really remember. But yeah, it's a really weird thing, dude. And you like lay there and it's almost like a form of meditation now that I think back to it. Because you can't really, it's very uncomfortable
you
to move.
You can't move, yeah.
Because like you can move, but like sometimes it feels like it hits something weird. And you're like, oh God, it's just a weird pain.
Yeah, like the more you move, the more it's going to go crazy. Yeah.
But it,
yeah.
the lady, Jen, that did it, bless her soul. She was
tonic. Bless her soul. She's good.
She was great, dude. She was just like such a sweetheart of a lady. And,
oh,
like,
that's good.
She'd give you a massage afterwards, but it's like a certain sort of like.
It's almost just like a relieving.
No, but like that, like to like, like yeah, it was like a very weird sort of massage, but it felt so good.
Wow, that reminds that makes me like when they do yoga, and they go. They tell you to do those certain breathing things, but like inhale, exhale as fast as you can.
Yeah,
and you're sitting there like. Whoa, this is really cool. I know it's not like that, but it kind of reminded me of that.
Anyways.
Yeah, segues.
Do you, when in yoga, when they say take a, like, when they say like, all right, take a deep breath in and then exhale, are you worried that you're not going to be synced up with everyone?
No, never.
Oh, I am. Because you don't want everyone to be like, huh, and you're like, oh. No, especially in some of the harder classes.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like I'm usually a pretty quiet person, but, like, I can accidentally sometimes be loud. Yeah.
For a while, so we were doing that yoga with the basketball team way back when. Mm. And over and over, she was, like, in the beginning of these classes, she was saying, like, make sure you're breathing loud. Like make sure you're not forgetting to breathe. Like, that was a big part of it. And I remember I took that at the time in my life and I was like, all right, I got to make sure. I was always breathing really loud. Just like, and I was like giving the every time sort of idea. But I remember I was doing that and blah, blah, blah. And I think, I don't know, maybe it was like Cheyenne or somebody was just saying in general, like, I don't know who it was, but somebody came up to me and they're like, hey, Josh, just wanted to say thanks for breathing so loud because it really kept me in my practice. It kept reminding me I needed to keep breathing.
I think this is just a dream that you had.
It was just, it was a dream. But it's just the sense of staying on track. And I was a leader. That's all I got to pretty much say here. It's the end of story.
Yeah, your breath just keeps me grounded.
Yeah. Speaking of Jonah.
That's what we should call this episode. Yeah, Jonah.
Jay. He was I watched it way back when. I don't remember the details, but I remember it was a TED Talk actually. He was telling me about it. It was a video.
Sounds like you got this story down pretty good.
Real good. And so he was saying he watched his TED Talk and everything is like there's gotta be aliens. We have so many galaxies, there's like duh. But he watched this TED Talk that basically brought up the argument of we might be the only humans out there. We might be the only living species in a sense. And how lucky it is the way Earth works and how crazy the phenomenon is that's going on. And Jonah was like, for the longest time, I was believing that, like, duh, there's aliens. But after seeing this TED Talk, it's like, yeah, a lot does have to go right for something like that to happen. But
is that all you had to say?
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up earlier, and I think it was hanging with me.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say to that. I guess, you know what we could talk about a little bit? We'll actually save that for later. I want to talk to you a little bit about the book that we read. But one thing just that I noticed today before we recorded this podcast, it was fun to like do the work together on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why remote work is cool for like a lot of people, but I think also a lot of, especially if it's something that you care about, I think it's cool to do it like side by side.
Yeah, agreed.
Where it's like, all right, you do this, I'll do this, and it, you kind of feel like
divide and conquer.
Yeah, your elves and Santa's workshop.
Yeah, side by side.
Yeah, just wrapping gifts and giving them out.
Sure.
But I don't. Yeah. So that was interesting.
Yeah, we're back to the talking about podcasts.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot what tangent we got off on.
You had to talk about alien life.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the podcast is great. It's something that genuinely makes me pretty happy. And yeah, it's effort to do this. And I commend you. Thanks for coming here and doing it. It's obviously a lot easier to do it at my apartment and such. And I got to start doing some more Instagram shit.
Yeah, seriously, dude.
You got to give me some guidelines.
Just talk to Ray Coyle. And
yeah. Maybe Ray can run our Instagram. No, but I definitely agree. Like, just working side by side, and even just the sense of collaborating on individual projects where just two minds is amazing, and how much we can just bounce things off each other, and how much that idea elevates, and how much we can come up with better things from where we started is sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's time we end the podcast.
we're just tired, dude. I know I am.
I know, I'm really not that tired. You're just talking about aliens and shit.
I'm just starting to lose it.
Really?
A little bit. I had a long day. I had to wake up at...
I figured this is probably a good time to tell you that I'm firing you from the podcast. I'm like, bring in the next...
Just your like five new co-host. Walk in. What?
It's like The Bachelor, but for podcasting.
Yeah. Are you... Yeah, I'm going to have to do a call-in podcast for Anna's workout thing. How's the marathon training coming?
I'm really nervous for it. I'm telling myself I just have to do something every day, whether that's either like I really want to get back into jumping rope.
Totally.
Because like I said, I feel like the thing that is going to be the bane of my existence is my ankles.
Sure.
My Achilles have been really sore, which is kind of a weird thing to have sore, I feel like. And you don't really know what to do. Like, this is a weird feeling because it's not your calves where it's like you feel like you can stretch it.
Sure.
Your Achilles, I feel like you can't stretch. Just maybe dying. You can. But I'm not trying to go out like KD, like I said. And so that is making me nervous. But as long as I just hit the training, and make it happen. But I mean, I'm gonna be so excited when that's done. And even like in the book, late bloomers. I figured I'd just say that. So
sure.
If people wanted to look it up, we were talking about how he brings up intrinsic versus extrinsic goals. And that's what a majority of the book club conversation was last night, is kind of just like, we, at least, I don't think they would care me saying this, me, Paz, and Ray, friends of the show, former guests of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just talking about like one of the anecdotes from someone in there was saying like, I always feel like I need to be doing more. And we all really resonated and agreed with that. And it's like, okay, we have this feeling, and I posed this question partially because I wanted the answer. And it's like, we all have this feeling of like, all right, I need to be doing more. So what do we do with this feeling? And what Paz was talking about was obviously just like setting intrinsic goals, a little bit about this. I don't think you got to the self-efficacy part yet, so we won't really talk about that. But just, yeah, that's what excites me the most, is like these, like the marathon. That really excites me. In terms of just like life stuff. Cause the other day I was sitting down by the lake and I was like, school's done. I just officially graduated like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
And as long as I have enough money to put food on the table for myself, that's really all I have to do. And I'm not really worried about rushing into anything like professionally or just whatever.
It's that's
just
a like, lot what that book talks about.
Yeah. It's just like, hey, look, there's really no rush. Like, shit, someone's honking. Probably our fans. But yeah, I mean, I'll let you talk about the book for a little bit if you'd like. I just feel like I went or kind of bounce off anything. Like, just the intrinsic goals, is that, I don't know. It's just a cool thing to think about. It's like, I was talking about RuneScape in book club last night, so you really missed out. But just how I really like to think of my life as like when you click on the skills tab,
what
and you have
up.
You got 30 things there, and like, what are those 30 things for my life?
Yeah,
running. I want running to be in there. I want, Yeah, it's just looking at your life as like places where you can get levels.
It's wild. And yeah, like part of what excites me is, in a way, I almost want to do this marathon and then completely switch gears. And maybe I try and sign up for like a boxing thing in Detroit or something like that. And it's just, yeah, like you said, it's almost, I know this marathon is going to be way harder than expected.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just one of those things where it's like, man, the mental challenge and the mental success of something like that is going to trump a lot of different things. And that's what I'm looking forward to, is knowing that when I get to mile 18, I'm going to be facing some demons.
Yeah.
And it's just all those different, like, man, I think I maybe it was a podcast, but just talking about how successes and things compound and they keep building on each other. And when people talk about, like, you got to work hard to get better at basketball, you got to work hard to get better at tennis, so that means you got to go out in the morning and practice and swing your racket and work on these skills. And like a lot of that, I believe, is with your mental clarity and your mental health and your mental strive and resilience. And yeah, your hippocampus doesn't develop till you're fully 25, all those different things. But it's just cool, because I feel like a thing like the marathon, a thing like all these different challenges, even our triathlon, just all those things where, hey, we both know it'd be a lot easier to say, yeah, I'm just not going to do that marathon.
Yeah.
But it's like, man, I've just, to accomplish that and to give yourself that leg up, that more, that mental, like you're saying, that mental skill in a sense. And I don't know, I like what you said a lot about like the whole open up the RuneScape skills
pack. Yeah.
And what's there, what's showing to you. I love the whole sense of not even necessarily being like, hey, this is the one thing I'm going to do and that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to be amazing at it.
Yeah.
I just think it's like, hey, just have fun with whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And to go on one thing you're saying, like, you always want to do more. It's like more, 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 more. And one thing, since I've been working, and so like coming out of college and basically immediately working and being like, holy crap, so much. And for the first like few weeks after college, it was like, I was so exhausted. This is the first time I had to wake up early. And it's just even that smiling all day, that office mentality, just tiring.
Yeah.
And coming home after work and being like, I can't do anything. And now I'm starting to come around a hump where, in a sense, like now I come home from work and I have energy to do whatever that is.
Yeah.
And it's that flip of the switch. But all I'm trying to get at as a full circle is I'm almost right now appreciating not doing a ton. And I know that sounds crazy. And it's like, you have time. Like, do it when you get done with work. You get done at 4:30. But like a piece of me appreciates that I don't have to do anything. And I can read.
Yeah.
I can go for a run. Like, I have my day. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And so a piece of me and the whole thing is like, but you could be doing this. And maybe that is sitting a little bit in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do appreciate the sense of a sort of calmness. And I know in about a month, maybe a couple weeks from now, it'll kick right back into gear. And it is starting to get there. Like, I'm starting to want to work again and get things. But it's like almost just accepting where you're at and why you're at where you're at.
Yeah. That in the book, he brings up one of the examples is Toni Morrison, who's a author who actually just passed away this past week. I saw this tweet about her, and she didn't publish her first novel, I think, till she was 34 or 39. But for the first couple of novels, she wrote for 2 hours every morning. She was a single mom, so she woke up at 4 every morning and wrote for 2 hours. And it's like Paz was saying, it's that doesn't happen. You don't force yourself into doing that.
Yeah.
It kind of just, it goes, oh, this is the time. And even like in the awareness book, he talks about like you can't force yourself into changing.
Yeah.
That change will come. And just realizing that, it'll happen the way that it's supposed to. But that also, I think, breeds passivity. So it's just being honest with yourself.
Totally.
And knowing like, what you're kind of going for almost. I don't know. And it's the one thing that I thought was really interesting, and I don't know if you kind of got those hints at all, like through the book, is like kind of what we're doing. I felt like the book applied especially to the pursuits that we're in, because a lot of it is like, hey, we're doing this thing and we have 12 subscribers and we have 15 episodes.
Yeah, it's like that YouTube fame that we're, in a sense, expecting.
Yeah.
Like that's what if you're
or
not,
just not fame, just like recognition.
Yeah. And it's like from an outsider perspective, people that might not know YouTube or might not know this whole realm is like, these guys only have 12 subscribers. Doesn't that Fortnite guy have 18 million? Yeah. It's like, what are they doing? Why are they wasting their time? But it's like, hey, we're doing it for the
we're getting better at it. We're getting better at interviewing people. I think it was a good choice that we started with like very, very close friends that it was easier with.
Totally.
And are slowly kind of moving outside of that, and soon hope to have people that we don't even really know. And
one note I want to say as like our progress report thing, and I wanted to say this while you were bringing it up, but looking back at the interview we had with Brad and the interview we had with Anna, it's like, I know it's not been that long, but you can see some significant changes in how we interview.
Yeah, I think even the seating style.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. I couldn't agree more. But just the sense of, it's not question, guest, answers for 2 minutes, question, guest, answers for 4 minutes. It's not just this Q&A. We're much better at just creating this whole conversation that all of us are interested in.
Yeah, but also knowing how to direct it, because that's like key. When you were talking about aliens, I'm like, all right, let's see if I can loop this guy in. No, but yeah, I'm just using that as an example.
Sure,
of like,
sure.
Because you do want people to go on rants when it's something that is, you think, worthwhile to rant about.
Yeah.
And then you just want to go, I don't know what you're saying right now, but keep saying
it. Hell yeah.
Yeah. And I think those are some of the coolest parts of podcasts, is when you hear a 10-minute story that you haven't heard from someone or anything like that. But there is times where, I mean, I'm sure there's times where people are listening and they're like,
why are they still talking
about this? Like, will you just please shut up?
Yeah, 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 exactly. But yeah, even for whatever examples of just realizing, oh, hey, this person, they're getting off on a tangent. We got to bring them into this other area. Mm-hmm. And I think just us.
Yeah, just slowly steering it.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you don't want to like cut it off.
Yeah. It's a weird, it's like a dance you're
doing
in a sense. But I think we're working on it. We're getting a lot better in that regard. Yeah. It's nothing I'm super used to.
And then the book just, like I said this to you earlier, that I feel like it's almost should be required reading for high schoolers and college people that just graduated, because it's like, especially in this country, there's such a rush to, and I think it also has something to do with student debt, because you just have this looming debt over your head that is compounding interest.
Yeah.
So you're like, all right, I got to start knocking away at that. So I think that exacerbates the thought that, all right, I need to join the workforce immediately. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, as the book says, there's stuff to be learned, that there's things that you learn when you're traveling or working a job that
Agreed.
Isn't necessarily totally applicable to your field of choice.
It's just, I even love the stories of people talking about when they were working a job that had zero relation to what they became, let's just say, masters at.
Yeah.
That's when they realized their job that they needed to become masters at.
That's why I applied to McDonald's and they didn't fucking hire me. I drive past that place every day.
Yeah, seriously.
I was so nervous for that interview, dude.
Really?
Yeah, first one.
Yeah, wow.
You kind of walk in and you go up, you're like, actually here for the interview?
Oh.
But I'll take a Big Mac on that.
Yeah, dang.
What else did you like about the book? That thing about the 2018 Super Bowl was pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Only six of 44 starters were top-rated five-star prospects.
Yeah, seriously.
And even I was on Twitter the other day and saw this tweet about Tom Brady's ranking in Madden games.
That's cool.
Dude, started at like a 57
went
to a 99.
That's funny.
And I was like, dude, that is pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I appreciated the stuff about that whole Silicon Valley stuff, and it's just amazing how it's so, anybody, if you get done with college in 2 years, wow, that guy is so amazing. Good for him.
Yeah.
This guy or girl, like, how can I be like them? They finished college in 2 years. Like, it's like, hey, why rush through something like that?
Yeah.
And that's more or less what this book was really pointing out and really coming to fruition is, hey, that's nothing you need to be like, just because it might seem like this amazing feat.
Yeah.
It's nothing you have to do.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a lot more experience out of those 2 extra years in college than you can even begin to imagine. And that's more or less some of the things I really, really liked about that book was just the sense of things will come your way. If it doesn't come until you're 30, it doesn't come until you're 30.
Yeah, I think a fine line, and I think it requires a lot of honesty with yourself of like where you stand, because if you don't, like, if you keep saying, oh, it's going to come to me,
no,
that's
I know.
A pretty sweet way to say, like,
that's fair.
If my marathon training is it's gonna come to me, then it's gonna be a rough 26 miles.
No, but, I know.
So it's just being honest with yourself, I think, and being able to, I think this is a part of the book that you haven't gotten to yet, but I'm gonna spoil it a little bit. It's not totally nothing fine. Big, but he goes on this very long run. He ends up running for 52 miles, and he realized that it's like he wasn't doing it because he was forcing himself into it. It's because he wanted to figure out how long you go. And it's like when he was leading himself with this like kind of curiosity. Yeah. And that's one thing that I thought was so cool is the book is like curiosity is a moral obligation. Mm-hmm. And it's like, guess what? Your responsibility to everyone else is that you kind of question and pay close attention to the things around you, because it's just like that's so important for either noticing other people's issues or noticing societal issues or so many different things. I thought that was cool. Also, like what were you gonna say?
It's just like I think this book is cool because it's almost like, hey, this is how you contribute to society. Like, this is how you make an impact of just being someone that notices things.
Yeah.
Like, that's some of the stuff he really stood true with is like, just pay attention and
what were we saying?
What?
I was just pay attention.
I was confused. Yeah.
I killed your train of thought.
Yeah, I do like it. I have to finish it still, but I do like it a lot.
You have to finish it tonight.
Tonight.
I'm trying to think what else in there that was really interesting to talk about. What do you think about the like cultural norms and like? Like, it just, I don't know. Yeah, this one thing I've been thinking a lot about is like, what do other people expect of me and what do I want? Like, what do I expect of myself?
Yeah.
And just, even that, have you heard the concept life resume? I don't think either of us have read that, the book. It's the Jesse, do you know what it is?
Mm.
Okay, so it's like Jesse Itzler, who's like some like Scrooge McDuck billionaire character, whatever, like invited David Goggins to live with them for a month, whatever.
That's right. I do know.
But he has this concept, like a life resume, where it's like, you, all right, skydiving. It's like a bucket list basically.
Sure.
But a bucket list seems more like a list of things that you do right before you're about to die. Whereas a life resume is like something that like, hey, I did a triathlon. That's something that would go on your life resume. It's like something that you didn't have to do, but you did. And just, kind of thinking about life in that way rather than like a professional resume. It's like, what's my human being resume looking like? Like, what cool sort of life things have I done in terms of discovering things, just experiencing things, helping other people and things like that. It's just an alternative way to approach life, and it's just realizing that you don't have to operate on the mode of like, how much money can I generate and like, how many hours can I work?
That's something that's sitting hard with me in the sense of living in a $1,000 apartment, having a minimal amount of stuff is just amazing because I'm okay with it. It's so wild because I just don't know how many more things I could really need. And I mean, it sounds crazy, but driving even that 2002 Jaguar, and I'm sitting in there like, hey, there's only a cassette.
Dude, there. I just had only cassette till about 4 months ago. So that...
I'm just let me say it first. But like, I haven't driven a car like that in a long time.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how much you step back and realize I'm pretty distracted in a like electronic car where I have a dial, the control, the Bluetooth, yeah, and all these things. There's all this stuff going on. It's like, hey, it's okay just to sit back, listen to a little bit of crappy radio, and just roll the windows down and chill.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just that realization of you really do not need all these random things to make you quote unquote feel great. OVO, baby.
Do you have any other things for the progress report? Or do we want to bring this ship in before it...
It's not a bad idea.
We hit midnight.
It's starting to get a little crazy.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.